Thanks for joining us on episode 931 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Dr. Sharon Grossman. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to avoid burning out is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. The little details of their life that allow them to have more quality of living. So whether it's shaping the way that you think, whether it's shifting your underlying core beliefs, I think these things seem so little in the grand scheme of things, but they are the biggest factor that affects our lives day to day and minute to minute.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's interview with Dr. Sharon Grossman, I asked Sharon to share why your focus at work can affect your stress and burnout. I also asked Sharon about her legacy and how having grace for yourself can really change your stress level. And Sharon also shares what's coming next for her, including a membership program focused on avoiding burnout and stress.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
Dr. Sharon Grossman is the author of the international bestseller, The 7E Solution to Burnout, transforming high achievers from exhausted to extraordinary. She's the founder of the Exhausted to Extraordinary model, and over the past 19 years has helped over 500 physicians, entrepreneurs, and executives reshape their thinking and go from fried and frazzled to energized and exhilarated. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thanks so much for having me.
So one of the things that I like to talk about on the show is how we can make a difference or make an impact on the world in whatever way we would define making an impact on the world. If people are thinking about suffering from burnout, they're suffering from stress, but they are thinking about their part of the reason why is because they feel like they're being held back. They're not making an impact. They're not making a difference and a change. How can people unpack that from a mindset perspective and figure out, is that, again, is this a story I'm telling myself, or is this maybe I need to look for a different opportunity or a different way of impacting?
So it really depends on the situation. One of the things that I wrote about in terms of a reason that people sometimes burn out is that they don't really understand what their role is at work. Mm-hmm. This can sometimes happen when you get promoted or when you're working for a new company and the role description isn't well defined, and you find yourself in this situation where you're trying to figure it out, but nobody's giving you direction. And then you're always left wondering, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? How does this connect to the mission or the vision of the company? I don't, or sometimes it's that you're just left in the dark and you don't know how what you're working on day in and day out is actually coming together with all the other puzzle pieces to make that big difference in the world. And if you're somebody who's driven by values, that's going to really make an impact on you and can lead to burnout. So I think if that's the case, you want to try to define the role as you see it, and then maybe propose that to your manager and say, I know that you're also trying to figure this out. This is what I think I could do best in this position. How does that sit with you? Let's put our heads together. I want this to be really defined, so I feel like I know what to do, know what the expectation is. So sometimes it's just taking the opportunity to be more proactive about it rather than waiting for it to come to you. And then I think there could be other ways to handle these kinds of situations. It just really depends on what you are up against. Sometimes it's just that, again, you may have a very negative interpretation of what's happening, in which case you want to look at what you're telling yourself. And maybe there's another way of perceiving the situation that would help you feel like it's more meaningful. I know I talked about some of this in the book, and I can't remember the exact examples, but I was saying something along the lines of, if you tell yourself the story that I work so hard so that I can pay the bills and I can take care of my kids, then you might feel really resentful about having to work so hard. But if you say, I am giving my kids this opportunity to build a better life because of what I'm doing, then it creates a sense of purpose. Mm. And the thing is that you're still doing the same thing. It's just that you've created a different story around it. And that has completely shifted how you feel about what you're doing. And really depends what's causing you to feel the way that you do. But I think that it's probably one or both of those situations. It's either about just being more proactive in terms of getting that clarity, or it's about really shifting the story. And of course, we also mentioned that if it's absolutely a bad fit, then, you know, of course you can. Yeah. Oh yeah. You can find your way out.
And I think I've been promoted into a role that didn't exist until I was one of the first four people in the company that was in that role, kind of thing. And it is interesting when you get put in those positions, because it's, here's your job, now go figure it out. Oh, great. And it does cause a lot of stress because of the lack of clarity until you begin to nail it down and put. Now, I always looked at it as an opportunity to get to go define my own role and write my own script and go, this is what I'm going to do, if that makes sense too. But it's.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. If you have that mindset of this is an opportunity, how many people would kill to be able to define their role? And if you look at it like that, then it feels like this amazing chance for you.
It's a great opportunity.
Exactly. But if you look at it, I don't know what to do, what if I do it wrong? Then you're asking all the wrong questions, and that's going to get you into trouble.
Why doesn't somebody tell me what to do? And to be clear, I felt that way too at times, but there is a bit of, you do have to shift the way you're looking at it. So one of the questions that I like to ask everybody, it has really nothing to do with burnout or stress or anything else. So I've got a couple of questions like that that I'd like to ask, because I like to ask all of my guests. But before I go there, is there anything else, any big takeaway, anything else from the book or from what you studied on stress and burnout that you'd like to share with the listener?
I think the biggest thing that I want to share, and maybe this is just a recap of what we've already talked about, is that ultimately so much of your success is going to come down to your relationship with yourself. And the more you get in touch with yourself and accept yourself with all of your flaws and learn to love yourself and cut yourself some slack, have that self-compassion, the further you're going to go. And oftentimes we tell ourselves that it's the exact opposite that is going to propel us forward. We tell ourselves that we have to be hard on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We tell ourselves that we're not good enough. We tell ourselves that everybody else is better than we are, that they're going to find out how bad we are and all these things. And all of these stories are just absolute waste of energy, and they're not true. And so many people struggle with this. So you're definitely not alone if this is you. But it's also an invitation to start doing some of this work.
So Sharon, if you could travel into the far future, let's say I invented a machine and I could pick you up from today and bring you forward 100 to 150 years, and you were able to look back on your life, what's the impact that you hope you've had on the world?
Wow, that's an interesting question.
These are what usually people refer to as the easy questions.
Is that right?
Sarcastically, yeah.
I would say this. What gives my life purpose is knowing that I'm helping people with the little details of their life that allow them to have more quality of living. So whether it's shaping the way that you think, whether it's shifting your underlying core beliefs, I think these things seem so little in the grand scheme of things, but they are the biggest factor that affects our lives day to day and minute to minute, that when I do this work and I see the transformations that my clients are experiencing, to me, that brings so much meaning. And I know that there's a huge ripple effect of that, because it's not just, oh, they're happier now, but it's that when they have shifted that relationship with themselves, now their relationships with others has improved. And maybe they're raising their kids in a different way than they would have. And then it has this impact going on to the next generation. I think that it is so profound that we don't even know how much of an impact we have on people. And as we've all had these experiences where somebody said one thing a long time ago, and that stuck with us and it's changed our lives, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. And we all have that teacher who said something, or that kid that bullied us at school, or that parent did X, Y, and Z. You never know how much of an impact what you do and what you say is going to have on other people. And that's what I truly believe about the work that I do, is that it is more than just getting you out of burnout or helping you, you know, with your life. I really believe that there is this massive ripple effect, and that gives me that sense of meaning. And if I can come into the world in 100 years, I would love to see how the clients that I worked have now raised their kids and how they're applying what they've learned in their parenting and using it in other areas of their life. That would be super meaningful.
So what's coming next for you as you continue on this journey to living out your call and making the impact? What's on the roadmap?
Yeah. So what I decided to do is actually start a membership program to help people really shift the way that they think from a deeper place. And so it's less about having to have that mindfulness, but more about doing the work of priming your brain, reprogramming all of those beliefs that actually cause us to think in the way that gets us into trouble. So rather than doing all that work of like constantly having to monitoring your thoughts, it's about actually shifting out of the belief that you're not good enough, or that you aren't lovable, or that you, if you feel like you're not confident and you have that imposter syndrome, really starting at the top and making life so much easier for people by working on that with them every single month. And so I'm super excited about that. It's my new baby. And what I love about it is that it really gets to the core. It has a huge impact in a very rapid amount of time. And we get to work on different topics every single month. And so if people are just tired of working so hard in therapy or spending time reading all the self-help books, and they just want to have the results and they want to have them quickly and have it really be profound, it's a great place to be.
Awesome. So what's the name of the community? What?
It's called the Priming Lab, and you can find out more about it if you go to thepriminglab.com, and I'll be sharing some more information on that very soon.
You can find out more about Sharon over on her website at drsharongrossman.com. There you can take a free quiz. You can set up a call to find out more about her coaching. You can find out her podcast and more about her upcoming speaking events, webinars, and other events. Like, obviously, there's more information as well about the book and a teachable course as well built around that 7E solution for burnout. Of course, I'll have links to all of that in the show notes. Sharon, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener?
I know that sometimes when you listen to podcasts, you feel like it's a one-sided conversation. And so what I encourage you to do is take some of the things that you've heard, if they resonate, and think about what you're going to do with that information. Because the transformation happens as a result of taking action, not as a result of having more information. So I want you to really sit down and think about, what am I going to take away and what am I going to start implementing so that I can start to see the shifts in my life? And if you do that and you have some results, I would love to hear from you. So feel free to contact me on my website and let me know about your story. I would love to hear it and even share it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.